Welcome to this portion of Vocal Point. I'm Jerry Newcomb, and right now our guest is J.P. Duffy, whom is a fellow who works at Family Research Council. He's been extremely helpful to all of us that have in any way had to deal with Family Research Council. And his name is J.P. Duffy, and J.P. Duffy wrote an article in USA Today about his disappointment on Chick-fil-A's relatively recent change, kind of moving away from the Christian community, as it would seem. JP, welcome to the program, and thanks for joining us.
Jerry, it's great to be with you.
Good, thank you. And I understand that the founder of Chick-fil-A would not agree, perhaps, as I understand it, with some of the modern developments. What's going on? Tell us about that.
Yeah, I mean, I can't imagine he would. I mean, Truett Cathy taught Sunday school for over 50 years. And you know, his purpose statement for his company was to glorify God by being a faithful standard, a steward of all that is entrusted to us. And I remember back in 97 when my parents sat me down and told me it was time to get a job, and they said, you ought to go over to Chick-fil-A and apply there. And I wasn't so sure about fast food, but I knew that they embraced biblical values. I knew a little bit about Truett Cathy. I knew they were closed on Sunday. And it was just obvious to me that that this would be a good place where I could experience and be a part of living my faith out in the workplace. And so I started there and spent the next almost 3 years working at Chick-fil-A.
Tell us about the way it works, too, in terms of through the years. They've been very kind to let people with Down syndrome to work there and people who are challenged. And, you know, in other words, reflecting Christian values, Chick-fil-A has honored the Lord in terms of, you know, like the golden rule.
Yes. Oh, certainly. I mean, their charity to Christian causes was very well known. I remember watching them, even on the local level, donating to church events. I remember the angel tree being set up in our store. But then they were very public about the Christian ministries that they gave to and made no apology for it.
Yeah, and then they received a lot of flack through the years for it. But now in the last couple of weeks, we've learned that unfortunately they have cut off money to the Salvation Army because they're supposedly anti-gay, which is just not true. They've now supported a local drag queen story hour. They've supported Covenant House, etc. So, which seemingly is a good outreach and so forth, but Covenant House has its problems in terms of morality, at least from a biblical perspective.
Oh, certainly. I mean, and that's what I think is caused a lot of confusion, because I mean, you look at it on Sunday, November 17th, Chick-fil-A closed all of its stores as it always has, and you know, on that Sunday. But then on Monday, the next day, they cut off donations to the Salvation Army and Fellowship of Christian Athletes. But then it was more revealing about the, as you just noted, where they sent their check to, and that was to the Covenant House. And I remember when they made the announcement, I immediately went to the Covenant House website, and on all these different pages, you could see LGBTQ pride. They were requiring various LGBT affirmation and inclusion requirements for its various houses. And a couple days later, a friend of mine at church came up to me and said, you know, if they are, if Covenant House is proudly promoting all that, he says, it makes you wonder what else they're involved in. He said, have you looked into whether they are hosting those drag queen story hours? So I pulled my phone out right there in church and did a quick search, and it popped up right there on the main drag queen story hour webpage as one of the only six locations in New York City out of the community spaces that host drag queen story hours. And it was very revealing to me that the fact that Chick-fil-A broadcasted their donation to this group tells me that they wanted it out there that they had divorced themselves from Christian ministries, those that share the gospel, and they were now going a new path, and that is with this group that is very politically correct.
Why did they do this? Because sales were bad? I mean, aren't they doing great? Haven't they been doing really well with a lot of Christian support? And frankly, I've enjoyed Chick-fil-A. I like them. I like their food. I felt like I lost a friend in this whole story.
Yeah, I mean, I've felt a lot of the same emotions. I mean, my family's loved to go there for years and years. Our favorite fast food place. And I think for me, because their sales have doubled since they came under criticism 7 years ago, and the Lord has blessed them over the years, particularly under Truett Cathy. And so for me, I started researching it, and I found that in 2016, the board selected a new president who is a member of a local Boy Scouts advisory council. And, of course, we know the direction that the Boy Scouts have gone. I mean, they've abandoned many of the values that made them successful over the years as well. And so to me, my sense of it is that this is the direction many of their corporate peers have gone. And with corporate America becoming more hostile to Christian values, I think that that's the space they find themselves in. And I think there's a certain amount of acceptance that they want in that world. And I think they've taken for granted who brought them to where they are. And it truly wasn't a chicken sandwich that blessed them. I believe it was God that blessed them and made them to where they were the third largest fast food chain in the country. But they've forgotten that.
The individual chapters of Chick-fil-A, they are owned by the individual that buys into the franchise. How does that work?
Yes, they call them operators, and so they're brought in, and I think it's a different concept than a franchisee, but they're brought in to manage it. Many of them were brought in to, you know, came to Chick-fil-A because they share the biblical values of Truett Cathy, and I can only imagine how shocked many of them must be to find out that what they've been led to believe all of these years is no longer true, and that they've, in fact, the profits they've been making have been instead going to an organization that is literally putting Christians in danger in this country, as you know, with the Southern Poverty Law Center and their connection there, how they inspired the shooting that took place here at Family Research Council 7 years ago. Mm-hmm. And for them to, and of course, the way they've, in a sense, put a target on the gospel of Jesus Christ. I mean, that's the message they sent when they cut off the Salvation Army, that the gospel is somehow something to be put off to the side. And it's very, very disturbing. It's very sad. But you know what? I as I share in my piece, though, I try to look forward beyond just Chick-fil-A, and that is to look at those companies that are standing up for what's right and are operating by their biblical values, and they're doing so successfully. And yeah, they may have had to go to the Supreme Court, you know, whether it be Hobby Lobby or Jack Phillips, you know, the baker, but both of them won their cases. And I think that's important people to realize that, yes, it's a tough environment these days, but in today's America, it's still possible to operate according to biblical values.
Tell us about what actually happened in August of 2012, since you yourself were there, and it ties into Chick-fil-A.
Right. Well, I remember that day. I was actually meeting with Tony Perkins, and we got a phone call, and was told had been a shooting in the lobby, and I rushed to the window and saw our building manager completely covered in blood, and he was being rushed into an ambulance. And I later found out that he felt a prompting, I believe from the Lord, that there was something not quite right about this guy when he came into our lobby. And so he stood up, started to walk toward him, and the gunman pulled out a gun and started firing, and Leo heroically charged him and took a bullet, shattered his arm, but yet tackled him to the ground, stripped the gun from him, and held him there until the police arrived. And thankfully, the police, when they arrived, held back from shooting Leo. At first, they thought he was the gunman, but then the Lord spared Leo's life a second time, and the gunman was apprehended, and then later told the FBI that he was inspired, that he found his target, FRC, on the Southern Poverty Law Center website. And the gunman also was carrying with him 100 rounds of ammunition and 15 Chick-fil-A sandwiches that he intended to stuff into our mouths after he shot us to death. So he was clearly angered by the Chick-fil-A Appreciation Day that had been held 2 weeks before. And so that's why it's even more shocking when you consider that we literally took a bullet in, because of our support for Chick-fil-A, and now to watch them 7 years later fund this organization is just beyond belief. But they've admitted to it. They put out a statement admitting that they've made this donation, and they've largely defended it as well.
Do you think Chick-fil-A might go back at all? Because, I mean, for example, Dan Cathy's still around, and he's the son of Truett Cathy, and he has, I think the whole controversy even began when he just affirmed biblical marriage back around the time of, 2012, around the, just shortly before that shooting.
Well, I mean, I would love to see them get back on the right path, but it does seem that the leadership changes have been taking place over the years, both at their foundation and at the head of their corporation. So I think it seems that they've allowed these changes to take place. I think it's probably going to be very difficult for them to find the narrow path again.
Well, you know, it's really so sad, too, because they, you know, you look how they started in these different places, or they would go to certain places, and then there would be all these protesters. I guess the board of Austin, Texas, the city council wouldn't let them start something, or they couldn't have their chapter in the local airport or whatever. And it's ironic, by the way, because wherever you see a Chick-fil-A, at least historically, prior to this story in the last couple of weeks, everywhere you go, you know, you go in, let's say in an airport, you see maybe 10 restaurants, one of which is Chick-fil-A. Where are most of the people lined up? Chick-fil-A. I mean, people right. like the food and they like the service and the prices. You know, it's been good. And this is just so sad to see it. As I say, I feel like we've been betrayed and we've lost a friend.
Right. Well, and I think it's naive to think that if they're assuming that giving donations to the SPLC and to the left is somehow going to appease their critics. I mean, it's clear that there are those that are still protesting them on the left, but yet those who have been so loyal to them, that have worked so hard, and you know, I think I can just think over the years all the different people I've met there that have been Christians that have devoted their time and their effort because they believe in that they're doing more than just selling chicken. I mean, that was the thought that occurred to me when I first started there. When I looked at their purpose statement and it says to glorify God in all they do, I said, you know, I'm doing more than just selling chicken here. I'm sure there are many, many others that are working there now who feel the same way, that they're doing more than just selling chicken. But now they're finding out that, yeah, they're doing more than that. They're also working there to fund an anti-Christian organization called the Southern Poverty Law Center and the Covenant House. And to me, it's heartbreaking. But I think that's why we don't put our trust in man. We put our trust ultimately in the Lord. But I do think as Christians, we've got to be good stewards of what God's given us. And we need to spend it with places that do uphold biblical values. And even beyond that, I would say at least companies that maybe they don't have Christians in leadership or there's a divide there, and then fine. Well, then just be neutral. Don't take sides.
Yeah.
If you're going to stand for biblical truth, then stand. Don't cave after you've come under criticism. If you can't take the heat, then don't get into the kitchen to begin with. And so that's our message to a lot of corporations is, if you are going to get involved, we realize their pressure is probably on you to fund the left. But we're telling you, please don't do that. Just stay out of it. Sell your products, and you'll get accolades just for that. I know Dunkin' Donuts made some waves just because they said that they didn't want to take sides in political battles. And I think that was sort of refreshing for people. There's rather than this sense in corporate America that they have to choose one side in the debate over, abortion or these other things.
Yeah, that's an excellent point. Okay, we basically have 30 seconds left. FRC.org for more information. J.P. Duffy, what's your closing thought?
Well, my closing thought is, with all of this, there's this sense of fear that's come over a lot of people. But what I would tell them is follow the example of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. They refused to bow to the king's image. They were thrown in the fiery furnace, but God protected them. Their reverence for God was so strong that it overwhelmed their fear. And so my encouragement is follow their example. And when you do that, you'll be better equipped to give glory to God in all that you do.
J.P. Duffy, thanks so much for being with us.
Thank you.
Okay, FRC.org. Bye-bye now.